Yeah. So honestly, the services on board, to me, they on board the trains are in fact of another nature. Maybe they can be mentioned somewhere, but this is not what we are regulating in the passenger hubs document, including any kind of requirements on languages and so. I must say this section on necessary infrastructure for railway operators, I think in practice it depends on, let's say, what is the market regulatory structure. So to be very open, if the market is open for new operators or not, because this is of course a different situation across the ECE region. So in some way I could imagine that in the introductory two or three sentence that you refer to, let's say the context of different regulatory structures across the ECE region, and which are defining also the relevance to for this paragraph. Then I think this, yes, regulatory structures, legislation, and we know of course at European Union level we have legislation about access to these services, and I think it's not our interest to have any contradiction with what is mentioned here. So some reference to this market regulatory access and condition, legal conditions, I think that would be very useful to have this in the first paragraph, which is maybe close to what I understood that the Secretariat was also saying, as in to make it here clear that dependent on these market regulatory structures, some of these conditions could be optional. But please, Secretariat.